Hi, it's so nice to... Why are you here? I'm supposed to be on a blind date tonight. Did you go to the wrong table? You're here on a blind date too? What a coincidence. Oh no. There's no way. Are you my blind date? Why? My own employee is here on a blind date with me? Their boss? Can this be any more embarrassing? Not only do you know that I'm looking for a relationship, but that I've stooped down to going on blind dates. This is what I get for asking those friends to set me up for this date. They wouldn't even tell me your name. I am assuming your friends didn't tell you who you were meeting on the date either. You did know who it was with? Did you not make the connection between the name you were told and your boss's name? You did? Oh. Well then. I guess this could be worse. Since we're both here, why don't we enjoy our dinner together? So, what do you usually do on your days off? Do anything fun for holidays and weekends? You're into knitting? Really? I wouldn't have guessed that. Not that that's a bad thing, just not what I was expecting. I've tried knitting in the past, but I enjoy crocheting more. I struggled using both knitting needles. The single crochet hook is a lot easier for me to use. So, what's your favorite thing to knit? For me, I've recently been trying to replace all my table mats with stuff I made myself. It's super fun. Makes my place nicer. That was good. How was your risotto? You know, this went better than I expected. When you showed up, I didn't expect you to play along, but I'm glad we stayed. I feel like I really got to get to know you on this. Can I call this a date? Well, if we can both agree that this was a date, can we agree on going on a second one? I had a lot of fun tonight, and I would really like to do this again. Okay. You already have my number, right? Just let me know when you're free, and we can arrange something. See you at work on Monday. Went perfectly. They couldn't tell for a second I knew what was going on. And it looks like his friends didn't spill the beans. Which is good. It would be a shame if that got out. Work on Monday is gonna be fun. You will be mine, darling.
Hey! My office. Now!
What were you doing out there?
Completely unacceptable.
This will not happen in my office. What makes you think this is okay? You know what you did wrong. Just make sure it never happens again. Anywho, now that I got you here, have you thought about our next date? You want to go bowling? Yeah, that's fine with me. What bowling alley do you want to go to? You know a girl there? Actually, on second thought, my wrist has been bothering me lately. Can we not go bowling? Yeah, let's go to the movies instead. Or actually, let's watch a movie at my place. I want to show you my favorite movie. It's called Obsession, starring both Idris Elba and Beyoncé, as well as Ali Larder. You might recognize her as Claire Redfield from Resident Evil. That's what I've heard, at least. So, how does that sound? Awesome! Also, I hope this doesn't weird you out, but I crocheted you something. I know we only went on our first date 2 days ago, but I really felt like we clicked, you know? So I made you a little bag. You can carry your work stuff with it, or even groceries. Now, you can carry a little bit of me wherever you go, so I can be with you. Always. Oh, and one final note. You are going to receive a new position within the company. You are being promoted to be my personal secretary. No more need for you to do sales runs or going to visit that bit saleswoman over at our partner company. You just need to stay here, helping me stay organized and on schedule. You won't even have to leave your desk. So, are you happy? Of course, you'll get a pay bump with it. As you deserve as my new servant. I mean, secretary. Well, your new position starts in 30 minutes. So go get used to your desk and log into your new computer. I'll have someone grab your stuff. No! I mean, there is no need for you to go grab your stuff. I need you to be ready to start right away, since I have a busy schedule to keep. You have no need to leave my office. You can stay here with me forever. Until death do us part. No chance trying to escape now, darling. I have the only key in and out of this room. You're stuck here with me, and I get to be here with you. Don't worry, we'll get to go home. Together, of course. We can spend the rest of our lives going between here and my apartment, and go to the grocery store every once in a while. You'll have plenty of chances to use that bag I made you. I held it in as long as I could, but I couldn't do it any longer. I couldn't stand you talking to those other girls. I don't care if it was for work. I'm the only one who gets to see you being cool and responsible. You are mine, and mine alone. Don't try to run from me. But I don't think you will. 'Cause you like me as well, don't you? You wouldn't have gone on the blind date if you didn't. I'm so glad that it went so well. It took a lot of planning to pull that off, you know. You have a good set of friends in your life. Hey, darling. I love you. And now, you are mine, as I am yours. We will be together forever and ever and ever and ever. And ever, 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 and ever.